Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I'm here today with Melissa Baldoff. I don't know the lyrics to that song. I like that song, but I don't think if you asked me what the lyrics were, I don't think I could repeat a single
Get
one
into back it, to yeah. It's Doja Cat. I chose all lady music today.
So. See it? Keeping the estrogen theme That's going. Right. I like it. All right. Well, speaking of estrogen, before the break, we were talking about your past career as a high school football player. And I thought about it because last week, I didn't even know that this was an option or that this was a potential option. But there is talks about the WNBA adding two more teams because they don't have, just in general, there's enough of a desire to have more teams because WNBA is doing pretty well. And there's a chance, it sounds like, that team might be able to be in Milwaukee, which would be pretty cool. And it sounds like former Green Bay Packer and Hall of Famer Leroy Butler is involved. Mm-hmm. And I don't know much beyond it, but through reading the report on this, I didn't know that the Milwaukee does.
I didn't either. Isn't that great? That was really a fun fact to learn. Yeah, I think that's cool. I'd be so all about having a WNBA team here in Milwaukee. I just think I've loved seeing the so much like increasing interest in women's sports, or as I like to call it, sports. But, you know, like the women's soccer team, like the WNBA, like, you know, you see like UW has the women's volleyball team. Like we have so many incredible athletes who are out there competing at, you know, the highest level, mm-hmm. and having more opportunity to showcase that, having more opportunity for Milwaukee and Wisconsin to have another team to cheer for. Like, come on. Like that is such... That would be so cool.
Well, it's such a sports-centric city already, right, that I don't know what, you know, even though I watched, what was the show? Was it Ballers? The one that The Rock's on?
The Rock,
on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like there was this, the last season I watched that was when they were trying to get a team in Vegas.
Right.
So I don't really know what it takes to get a professional team, whether it's football or basketball or whatever, mm-hmm. like how these teams move around and the money that has to be involved. And I don't know how different it would be for a WNBA team, but I don't see why they wouldn't want. I mean, I don't know who our competition would be, but if mm-hmm. especially if it feels like there is a lot of the superstar athletes who are already here in support of it.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I also didn't know that there a Wisconsin Glow is up in Oshkosh. So there's like a semi-pro or like an amateur league or mm-hmm. something. I didn't know about that either.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And so just the Journal Sentinel just dropping facts about right. women's basketball.
Yeah, I think it's cool. And I think like we're a fantastic sports town, like you said, a fantastic basketball town. So I would love to see it. And I also think like my admiration for women athletes is not just about what they do like on the court, on the field. Is I think so often we see women athletes really at the forefront of like activism and social justice because, you know, like you see in the WNBA, you know, there are a lot of women of color, there are a lot of queer women, and they've been very vocal in support of progressive issues. You know, they've been out there saying Black Lives Matter well before many men's teams were saying much. So I think it's really a testament to the fact that, you know, they've had to fight harder to be able to compete at this level, to get paid equally, which they still aren't.
Don't.
But, you know, they're fighters on and off the court. And like, I just love that.
And this is a topic that I have not wanted to broach one because I think it's talked about a lot. But I think right now there are how many different bills, whether it's in state legislatures or even at the federal level, about protecting women's sports? And it's what's so, without getting into what ends up being a very small percentage of cases that should be treated anecdotal and not mm-hmm. rules not made for the exceptions. So that aside, what is I find so frustrating is the audacity of these bills to be called like the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, when right. in so many ways, women's sports are not treated equally.
Right.
Like there's so many variety of ways that you could treat women athletes better. You could ensure equal resources. You could ensure equal pay. I mean, there was the whole issue during the 2021 March Madness tournament when the Oregon, I'm blanking on her name, the 6'8", like star from Oregon.
What's her name? It's Sedona.
Sedona.
Yeah.
And she tweeted out that video or TikToked that video of like, they're like, singular weight stand, and that was the women's right. like weight room compared
it's
to
like
men's.
A step above of what I have in
and
my basement.
The frustration and the trigger, like the triggering statements about what it is to protect mm-hmm. women's sports and be a supporter of women's sports and how much they could be doing if that's what they really cared about.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and another example too that I think about a lot, like or I've thought about, is the LSU women's dance team. They ended up winning the national championship, but they are like one of the best teams, and the university was not going to pay for them to go to their championship tournament to compete. It's like, oh, we'll pay for you to go like perform at men's games, but we won't fund you to go compete on your own. And they had to fight to be able to go and compete, and they won, right? So, like, I think that there are so many things that we could do that would actually protect access to sports for women. And passing, you know, legislation that really others and demeans people is not the answer. You know, you look at what the conversation is, you know, nearby in Ohio, and, you know, they're trying to pass like a genital inspection provision, you know, and it's like, how do you feel as a woman, whether you are born a woman or became a woman later in life? Like, how do you feel of like, oh, well, if I want to compete, I have to be forced to.
Well, you know, and especially on the heels of the massive cover-up that was Nassar, right?
Yep.
And like, and the slippery slope that becomes of like a genital inspection. What does that even look like? And how do you say that that is okay when there is all these different reports of different times when women athletes were sexually assaulted?
Right.
And it is wild to me that, but I mean, there's so many things that are hypocritical about why this is the main priority, right, despite how few cases there are to understand what is the right thing to do in this situation. And I, you know, and like, and the thing is, most, whether it's the NC2A or here in Wisconsin, WIAA, like they already have rules about mm-hmm. how to deal with trans students playing sports. And we don't need a legislative body to do more than what they're already doing. That's my opinion. I don't know. Like, I also don't have kids. And so yeah. I don't know how you feel about like what happens on the level of like the governing bodies for sports and mm-hmm. how they are handling these things. But it doesn't feel like it's another situation where right. limited government should not be dictating children's sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. As you know, somebody with kids who have played sports, you know, my concern about kids playing sports is that they are having fun and it's good for them to be active, you know, and trans kids have such a higher rate of suicide and mental health challenges because people don't recognize their humanity and don't support them. And if they have the courage to want to be playing sports, be around people, and live this full life, they should be supported. We shouldn't be othering them and making them, you know, not feel comfortable with like having a childhood.
And the other thing for me is like, if you do get to the level of when this all started, oh, I forgot, this was over a year ago, I think, when it first started being the topic du jour, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember there was, like, part of the thing about playing sports is, male or female, you hit a level where you're not the best anymore, mm-hmm. right? Like, ultimately, every athlete's career ends at some point, whether that's after the freshman team because you didn't make it to JV or you didn't make it to varsity or you don't play in college, or even the people who have record careers. Like, eventually Aaron Rodgers will no longer be an athlete. He will be a retired football player. And it will be probably because he's too old and he can't play anymore. So whether it's physically how you were born, there's limitations to how good you're going to be, mm-hmm. or you're just age out, right? And so, right. like, I remember playing high school basketball in Wisconsin, and this was early 2000s, and the most dominant Wisconsin basketball player was Misty Bass. And she was, I think she was like 6'4", and she was larger than, you know, she was large, she was fast, like, she was really good, and it was impossible to guard her. Mm-hmm. Now, she was a cis woman, but, like, I think about that when I think about this, is like, I, no matter what, at 5'10", and I was pretty good, could not guard her because of biological differences, because she's just a lot bigger than me.
Right.
And so I always think about that to a certain extent, as far as, like, you're not entitled to be you're not always entitled to be the best.
Yes, I agree with that. Definitely.
And I think that's probably, I think there's probably people who disagree with me on that. But again, it's few and far in between. And I also feel like, as we've talked about before, women's sports get short end of the deal. So if you're joining women's sports to, like, get one over, to be, like, super right. successful, it's like, good luck with your paycheck.
Right. Like, I can't imagine a scenario where we hopefully get the WNBA to come here and Giannis is like, oh no, I think I'm going to go play with the women's yes. team. Right. Like,
and it wouldn't be Giannis. It would be, you know, it's like a top. I think the assumption is that, like, a top high school boy who couldn't make it in D1 basketball on the boys team is somehow gonna,
like, game decide, the system.
Yeah, decide right. that they want to play on the women's team just so they can play D1 basketball.
Right. It's just, what? I think this is a classic case of, like, this is, like, legislation, like, in search of a problem that just doesn't exist. So.
I'm like, I'm pretty fired up today. This, I think Jane, is this the most fired up you've seen me since you started?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing to see.
Well, all right. So
it's Leo season. So
your birthday's coming up.
It is. So, you know, that's the energy I was bringing.
What are the quintessential characteristics of a Leo?
You know, I would say, confidence, being, you know, very strong in your beliefs, being a solid support for people in your life. So
I'm married to a Leo. You skipped stubborn, Melissa.
Oh, well, maybe.
Strong in your beliefs.
Strong-willed. I would say strong-willed.
Are you all of those things?
I think I'm a lot of those things. Yeah, I would definitely say I am pretty strong-willed, but not inflexible. I know some people who are, you know, very inflexible, regardless of their astrological sign. So yeah, I feel like I'm pretty strong-willed, pretty outgoing. So yeah.
Well, I'm a Gemini, which means that we just have two personalities. So clearly one of them showed up today.
All right, I did see a thing yesterday online, and it was like the zodiac signs as Muppet characters. So, like, Miss Piggy was the Leo. And I felt like that was correct.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break for the and then we come back. We have another quality is I don't know what it takes to be this kind of champion when it comes to broad eating. So when we cut back, this will be As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.